Welcome back to Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. 844-967-2789. Lines are still open. Going back to the lines. Matt of Janesville, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Matt of Janesville.
Good morning. How are you doing, Matt?
Real good, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you so much for giving me a voice. I appreciate it. You know, I haven't heard you speak one thing about Hillary Clinton and spying on the White House or Hunter Biden or his laptop. How does that all play into what's going on around the world?
All right, well, thanks for calling. And I think what Matt is really raising, I mean, Hillary Clinton has nothing to do with a laptop. So let's just talk. I think you're talking about Hunter Biden and the laptop. And Hunter Biden had brought a laptop in to be repaired and neglected to pick it up. Then it becomes, after a certain amount of time, the property of the repair shop owner. They open it up, and there were communications in there, as I understand it. I haven't seen any transcripts about various business deals he was trying to, he personally was trying to set up in different countries. And so the question then is, what do we do about that? So what? The operative thing here, Matt, is, was Joe Biden involved in that or not? Nobody, even in the Republican Party, says Joe Biden was involved. There are references apparently to the big guy in some of these things. And Hunter Biden is a very, very sad character, quite frankly, a very, very checkered past. Remember, his mom was killed in a terrible car crash right after Joe Biden was elected to the Senate in 1972, when he was just turned 30 years old. And he had the two little boys, and they grew up without a mom. And so one went on to be really a good guy, was Attorney General of Delaware. Fought in the armed services over in the, I think, Iraq, I think it was, or maybe in Afghanistan, had cancer and died. And but the other guy is a very, you know, bad character in some respects. Remember something. Billy Carter was the governor, was President Carter's brother. Billy Carter was not a bad guy, too. He represented Libya as a lobbyist when his brother was president. There was a brother, a stepbrother, Roger Carter of Roger Clinton, of Bill Clinton, who was a complex character with some fraud. And then George W. Bush, Neil Bush, one of his brothers, committed securities fraud. Okay, that ain't great. I get it. Justice Stevens, John Paul Stevens, everybody touts as one of the great justices. His son served about 25 years in prison in Tennessee or Kentucky for some drug-related thing. And the Supreme Court justice would fly down there to visit him every once in a while. You probably never heard of that. It's because it had nothing to do with the Supreme Court justice. Roger Carter, Clinton had nothing to do with Bill Clinton. Billy Carter had nothing to do with Jimmy Carter. And Neil Bush had nothing to do with George W. Bush. So here's my challenge to the Republican Party. Nobody alleges that Joe Biden had anything to do with this, that he did anything, that he got any money or a share of any company. Nobody alleges that. So what you had is Hunter Biden trading off his dad's name. He didn't even have to do that. A lot of these third and second world countries, I'm talking about Africa, Asia, and everything, they think, if I'm dealing with the son of the big man, and in those days, of course, he was Joe Biden was vice president, I want to deal with the son of the big man. Everybody wants to deal with the son of the big man. If the son of the big man or the brother of the big man is himself a bad man, okay. But that does not demean the leader. And so, Matt, what I would challenge everybody in the Republican Party is quit throwing smoke bombs. If you think there's something with that laptop that shows actual benefit to Joe Biden or his involvement, and not just smack being talked by Hunter Biden in a lot of these second and third world countries, I'll hear it. But I haven't heard it so far. Thanks for calling in. We're going back to the Lions. Diallo of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Diallo?
Yeah, good morning. I'm doing good. I got two things for you. One, we don't agree. The second one, I want your advice or your take on, okay?
Yes.
The first one, I really, 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 really want you to think about when you talk about Islam, Islamic countries, to be careful what you say, because every time it's pejorative, okay? So you're giving an impression as you bad-mouthing Islam. I'm not saying you are, but that's the impression that's coming out of the radio. And one simple example is when you say that Boris Johnson, you talk about Boris Johnson in England, you always remind people that his dad was, or grandpa was from Turkey, and he's a... No, do not, please, stop or think about it before you say things, because people take things without the context, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, and I want to make something very clear. We believe in separation of church and state in this country, and I do too, and no established religion. I have great respect for all religions. Boris Johnson is a complicated guy. Boris Johnson,
right. Yeah.
You know, look, I believe strongly in an independent and unified Ireland, and Boris Johnson doesn't. And one interesting thing to me is Boris Johnson's, and this has nothing to do with Islam, Boris Johnson's great-grandfather was hanged in Turkey. Okay, well, that's kind of unusual. If Biden's great-grandfather had been hanged in Turkey, I would have said that too. That's not the issue. The issue is the bad stuff that he does about Ireland. But thanks very much. What's the second thing? Because I respect your opinion, Diallo. You're a good man. What's up? Second one.
Yeah, the second thing is the powers created the United Nations so we don't get into any wars, you know, of this magnitude, right? Then all the founding members, I'm talking about the powerful ones, they themselves get into breaking the rules and poo-pooing the UN. You know, they politically, they say, the United Nations wants to take our sovereignty and this, that, and the other. So we get to a point where these powerful nations that we have a nation, they do what they want, then they veto what the United Nations tried to stop them, when the United Nations tried to stop them. So we get into a predicament. The United States goes to Iraq without permission. Ukraine is another case. So powerful countries get out and do what they want, and everybody is supposed to shut up. The world can't work that way. You put an institution in place, we all got to adhere to it.
No, that's a profound point, because you're right. George W. Bush lied about Iraq. He lied about him. And so did Colin Powell. Lied about him. And they snuck in and they got it done. I agree with you on that. That war was based on a lie. And it was a lie by Colin Powell in the UN and by George W. Bush. Dale, I really appreciate your opinion. Thank you. And I will certainly consider everything you've said. Just a little bit of time. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, we can squeeze you in before we go to the end of the show. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Well, their character proves who they are, the people with the R after name, and they're a bunch of liars and a bunch of thieves. And I really am getting sick of them trying to overturn my vote and sicken our whole population on all the garbage that they're throwing out there about the candidate who will make the greatest judge ever. And I'm just sick of those guys. They make me nauseated. They make me sick with all the lying and the damage that they're doing to us as the United States of America. And I wish they were just resign and go play their games elsewhere and let intelligent people who really care about America build it back the way it used to be. And they should get their
I agree with you. I love your passion. Gene, I have 20 seconds for the end of the show. Thank you. Call in again on Monday. I love talking to you. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers. Really appreciate it. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm signing off for today.